This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. TikTok users are probably ticked off. It was just shut down in the United States. This ahead of what was to be a midnight deadline. A message pops up when you open the app saying, due to a new law, TikTok is not available anymore. CBS's Allie Bauman on the financial impact.
For many users, going dark would impact their bottom line. Oxford Economics estimates the total value of TikTok to its American users at $117 billion a year.
Without TikTok, we honestly would not be doing what we are today.
Food critics Audrey Jongens and Meg Raddis of the VIP list say they make six figures through their TikToks.
Many in the Middle East are anxiously awaiting the start of a ceasefire in Gaza. Israeli military forces have begun to withdraw from Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Correspondent Rami Innocencio is in Tel Aviv.
Six hospitals are ready to receive the first expected hostages.
How do you feel?
Bittersweet.
Hamas killed Gil Dickman's cousin, Carmel Gott, as Israeli troops neared their tunnel last summer. He's afraid the deal will fall apart.
We're not entirely sure they're going to proceed after 33 hostages. They are going to leave hostages behind.
And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has the right to return to war if the hostage deal falls. President-elect Donald Trump attended a pre-inauguration celebration tonight in Washington. Under tight security, his second inauguration is set for Monday. CBS's Erica Brown is in Washington.
Trump's speech will be scrutinized for signs of what's in store. In 2017, his speech included several notable moments, including references to American carnage. Protesters rallied in Washington Saturday before Trump becomes the nation's 47th president.
Parts of the U.S. are getting an Arctic blast this weekend with dangerously low temperatures. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
An extreme cold warning is in effect for the northern sections of the plains as well as the Dakotas. And this is an area where wind chills for places like Williston and Minot, North Dakota, and over towards Minneapolis, St. Cloud area. These places could have wind chills that are down around minus 55. Frostbite could form.
Travis Kelce exploded in the Chiefs' win against the Texans.
Mahomes steps up, throws, and he got it! Touchdown, Kelce!
The call on ESPN, Patrick Mahomes threw for 177 yards and a TD, while Kelce caught seven passes for 117 yards. They'll now face Buffalo or Baltimore next weekend at Arrowhead Stadium as they try to become the first team to win three consecutive Super Bowl titles. And yes, Taylor Swift was there, sitting next to WNBA star Caitlin Clark. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Some common birds in the streets might be worth more than you think.
Some people think of pigeons as rats, but in Belgium, they're a pretty pricey commodity. Pigeon racing is a huge deal there, and things have gotten so serious that people are using drones to protect the lofts where the valuable birds are housed. One pigeon racer sold for $1.65 million a few years back. Now there's a wave of unsolved pilfering, and the Belgian Pigeon Racing Federation says not a week goes by without a theft somewhere. Some owners are using laser sensors to set off alarms at night, and others are using cameras linked live to mobile apps to protect their precious property. Allison Keys, CBS News.
At least 30 people have been injured, some seriously, in a chairlift accident at a Spanish ski resort. State TV channel TVE reported that around 80 people remain trapped on the lift. Nine of the injured are in very serious condition. The cause is still unknown. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds tonight. The main story, though, cold, a low near zero. Wind chill values between negative 5 and negative 15. On Sunday, mostly sunny, but frigid. A high near 5 above. However, wind chill values as low as 20 degrees below zero. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Yeah. Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Sister. Don't punish me with brutality. Sister. Talk to me. Sister. son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Okay. I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Have to finally decide and say yes to one. as she was, just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hall.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness,
you
means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
The song. clouds any minute now. You know, it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, cause it's coming right on.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. If you were a TikTok user, you're not anymore. The app, as promised, is now banned in the United States. It's after the Supreme Court this week upheld a law over